It is encouraging to hear former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry say that, that some of the truth about Israel's current government when it comes to Netanyahu and his a rejection of any type of peace process in the Palestinian-occupied territories. It is very sad, though, to hear John Kerry speak because, you know, had the government in Israel been a left-wing government, John Kerry would have been very much like his predecessors and supported, unfortunately, the occupation, the illegal occupation of Palestine and the illegal state of Israel that was illegally created in the 1940s. It's also interesting when you listen to John Kerry's commentary about former success stories when it comes to Palestinian peace, mentioning individuals like Shimon Peres and others. It's very strange that he had pulled these really war criminals into the fray of his commentary. You know, sadly, what we see here is yet again a very soft-core Zionist commentary that in some respects it is accurate, but in other respects it is very superficial. But I will say this, it is encouraging that this news is being brought forward for a meeting that occurred earlier in the year of 2017, or perhaps sometime, I think, may have happened in 2016. But the fact is that it is encouraging that this news is presented to the media, and people are aware of the fact that there is a tremendous amount of opposition to the peace process within the Israeli government.